here at the 2017 ACUC in lovely Las Vegas, and we have Kenya Calderon. How are you? How are you, Kenya?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. You're from Cupera Consulting, and we're here. First of all, you know, how's the show going for you? I want to talk about that. How's the show going for you guys?
It's going pretty well. I've had the opportunity to speak with several folks that come from all over the country, so that's exciting, and hopefully I get them excited about reaching the Hispanic community.
And that's what we're talking about, connecting with the Latino market, finding growth and relevance through Juntos Avanzamos. So what? Your eyes just lit up.
So, yeah, you did it so well.
Well, we try. A few years of Spanish in high school and college, you know, goes a long ways. All right. So what is this? Can you give us a quick summary on what this is all about? What can we do? What can credit unions do these days to better connect with the Latino community?
Yes, I believe the credit unions and the Latino community need to become aware of the endless possibilities that could come from a partnership and building that relationship. So I will be presenting later today at 1:45.
All right, 1:45, you heard it. 1:45, yes. On the live stream, she'll be there.
Yes, and I'm gonna be presenting about the huge opportunity that comes from reaching the Hispanic community, the Latino community, from experience. I was able to receive a college education and break the cycle of lack of resources, poverty, because of a relationship that I built with a credit union back home. So I was born in El Salvador. Mm-hmm. So I came when I was 11. Mm-hmm. So I kind of became the one that ran all the finances, and my parents worked a lot, and because of the language barrier, and they had a bad experience with a bank. So it takes one experience, one bad experience.
Yeah. Guy Kawasaki talked about that yesterday in his keynote. Yeah, it was really, it was an interesting story.
But it's definitely true, because they did not trust financial institutions. And then I pressured them to become part of this credit union. And it was basically me just running the show, running all of the finances. And because my credit union knew that I wanted to go to college, and they knew how much that meant to my family, they would let me know whenever they found out about a scholarship.
Oh my gosh.
They got me enrolled in this. It's called Individual Development Program, IDA, that I saved up $2,000, built the habit of saving that I did not have, and I ended up getting my funds matched twice. So the first year I was in college, I had to pay $400 out of pocket. And because of my lack of legal status, everything had to come out of my pocket. And just this past May, I graduated debt-free.
And oh my gosh, you were one of the few of the proud. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And then I owe it a lot to my parents and their support and every lesson that they taught me, but also that relationship and the investment that my credit union did on me and my family. So there's different. That's one of the many, many successful stories that could come from building this partnership and building this relationship with the Latino community that it's so underserved right now.
Well, and once that happens to anybody in that community, I mean, word spreads like wildfire.
Definitely.
And like, all right, we're all in type of
Correct.
Thing.
Correct. Yeah. Just in my family alone, all of us, all of my cousins and siblings were not born in the United States. Six of us will be earning a college degree. Three of those are including myself.
Fantastic.
And my siblings, and again, debt-free because of my parents' hard work and the financial education that I've been able to receive.
Yeah. Because normally, I mean, you don't really hear stories like this, especially the debt-free part of it, you know, because, I mean, that, like I said, you were one of the few of the proud, because that's a big issue in our country right now, because of the college, the debt that a lot of these graduates have coming out of college. It really, you know, it just saddles them for so many years. But you managed to get around that, and with the help of your credit unions. I mean, that's a story that's not told very often.
It's not, and I feel extremely privileged to be able to sit here and say that. I, of course, had to work multiple jobs in order for that to make.
That's okay.
Yeah, in order for that to become a possibility, definitely the education and the things that my parents weren't able to teach me because of the lack of knowledge of how things work in the United States. So they feel very blessed to be able to say that all of their children will have a college degree.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh, that's a huge success story. And those are the cool things that can happen here, you know? And but you got to like go search for it. You got to go out and it's not going to come to you like you did. You went out and got it. So that's a great message in itself right there too. Yeah. So
yeah, and my credit union was already making those changes to be more friendly and to reach to families like mine. And that's why I'm very excited to be part of the Coopera team, because I've benefited from that relationship with credit unions, and I can't wait to foster those relationships across the nation.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great testimonial right there. I mean, oh my gosh, that's so cool. So besides your fantastic personal story experience with a credit union, what other takeaways will you have today in your presentation at 1:45? At 1:45 today.
Yes, don't forget. I just hope to be able to connect with more individuals and to tell them about the great benefits that come from having this initiative and this longing to build, to tap into this underserved market. And one way that they can do that is by earning the Juntos Avanzamos designation. And I'm excited to talk about that and let them know that this is something that they can get recognition for all of their hard work and dedication to this initiative.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Hispanic community is growing like crazy all over the United States. It's not just in the Southwest. It's not just in the South. It's all over the country now. So, I mean, the opportunities are abound for credit unions to help folks out and to be that financial resource for this community. And like we talked about at the top, you know, once one person has a great experience, it's going to spread like wildfire through it.
Definitely, and I think that's very worth noting that for a very long time we've thought that Latinos live in California, New York, and Florida. But that's not true anymore. For once, I never lived in California. I went straight to Iowa. And people have asked me here, oh, there's Latinos in Iowa? Yes, we're everywhere. And so the opportunity is there for all credit unions across our nation to start seeing these new members and start welcoming them in our institutions.
Oh my gosh. All right. Last question for you. The goals here, the goals of this, what are the goals of your talk? What do you want to, like obviously tell your personal story? What other goals do you want to have for this talk and then see it go down the road for credit unions?
I hope to open the eyes of all the attendants here, to see that many of them might not think that there's a large population close to them, but by just starting that conversation, they'll start becoming aware of the people that walk by their credit unions, and they'll start seeing them as potential members, and hopefully get them excited to start thinking of ideas of how their credit union can start becoming the place where Latinos go, save for their future, invest in their families. It starts with the conversation, and I hope to start that conversation here today at 1:45.
At 1:45. You heard it here. Kenya, thank you so much.
Yeah, no
congratulations
problem.
And well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank
all right
you.
Muchas gracias. Buena suerte.
Muchas gracias.